This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
/7:16 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I like the Cars.
Oh, yeah. I sent a thing to Ronnie D the other day. They had the isolated bass track to one of the things, and it was so cool. Like, it was such a... You don't realize... You know, that's what Deep Inside the Music does, is they break it down. You don't realize how much stuff's going on. You see, Cars, like, listen to this. And you think he's... But he's doing all kind of different stuff. It was cool.
Are they coming in tomorrow?
Yes.
Tomorrow, 9 a.m.
The Cars?
No, Ronnie D and the...
Cars are all dead.
A few of them, yeah.
The two singers.
Yeah.
All right, it is time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
The 8 o'clock hour, I want to start a new campaign.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is. For the good of all mankind and the good of one man. I'll tell you about that at the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, we check in with Galvin. What do we have in news today?
Today's news is brought to you by Pelt Shoes. I'm going to keep on reminding you, and you're probably going to forget, and you're going to go, oh, man, I totally forgot.
God damn it.
Sunday is Mother's Day. This Sunday coming up, May 12th, is Mother's Day. So if you want to surprise the mom or wife in your life for Mother's Day, give them a new pair of shoes. Everybody loves some new shoes from Pelt Shoes. And if you don't know their size, you don't know necessarily what they want exactly, you can always get them a gift card. They can go in and pick them out. They have Pelt has 6 locations. Throughout Pinellas, Sarasota, and Fort Myers. So surprise the mom in your life and stop at the Pelts today. Make sure you tell them Galvin from the Mike Calta Show sent you. Israeli tanks seize control of Gaza's vital Rafah border.
Gazal sounds so much more fun.
Gazal sounds like something that you go to. It's like purple and it has liquid coming out. Ooh, I'm going to drink from the Gazal.
The Gazal berries taste like Gazal berries.
Israeli brushed off urgent warnings from close allies and moved into the southern city, even as ceasefire negotiations with Hamas remained on a knife's edge. The foray came after hours of whiplash in the Israeli-Hamas war, with the militant group on Monday saying that it accepted an Egyptian Qatari mediated ceasefire proposal. Israel, however, insisted that the deal did not meet its core demands. The high stakes diplomatic move and the military brinkmanship left a glimmer of hope alive, if only barely, for an accord that could bring at least a pause to the 7-month old war that has devastated the Gaza Strip.
That's funny that they call it 7-month old war. It's going on for years.
Well, the renewed interest.
Yeah.
It's true. It's all of a sudden it's new now.
Yeah. So what are they counting from October?
Yeah. What's interesting is I was just reading the other day, Carmen actually sent it to me, that BlackRock just got the green light in January to rebuild Ukraine with JP Morgan.
And their banking structure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder how soon after this they're going to be doing the same thing over there.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Well, that works out well for everybody that's...
We're just trying to make a few bucks. What's the big deal?
The only reason why it's not totally terrible for us is because basically every hedge fund has our retirement and pension money wrapped up in BlackRock and JP Morgan.
So,
Vanguard,
there should be a thing where you're allowed to take your money out of the 401k and just go, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Let me do it. I'll go to Hard Rock and I'll figure it out.
Until the first 1,000 of you lose everything, the first thing, like,
I know, but I don't know. You know,
we really
doing much better.
We should just be able to invest money the way they do and get you know, our interest back as soon as they move it from one bank to another, which
they do.
Yeah,
we should be able to start wars, too.
Yeah, that'd be
nice. Speaking of money, a lucky lottery player right here in Florida matched all six balls in Monday's Powerball drawing to win an estimated $250 million jackpot. It was not immediately released where in Florida the ticket was sold, but the winner can also choose the cash option. So it's $250 million jackpot.
$250 million.
$100 million is what they get.
I'll take it.
I know.
You lose
more than half, man.
This is like when my paycheck comes and we got to pay my agent.
Yeah.
We do the same thing.
It's kind of false advertising, it seems like.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not mad at $100 million, but you dangle $250 million and then they go, you get less than half of that. By the way, also, the Mega Millions drawing is tonight, and it's $306 million. Yeah. For the Mega Millions.
You only get $100 million, though, if you want.
Yeah. A little more.
Yeah. A little. Just a little bit.
Now pass.
No? Not yet?
No.
Let's get up to that. Not in yet.
Why don't they make it where you could buy it online? If they could buy it online, I would do it more.
That's a good question.
Because kids would buy it. You know, 15-year-old would buy it with their parents' credit card, then the whole thing.
That goes back to who's allowed to use your credit card.
Yeah.
I totally forgot to tell you guys. So, you know how they have the vending machines now, and you can get the Powerball at Mega Millions, but you can also get scratch-off tickets, whatever. I was in, and I went to buy a $20 scratch-off ticket. $50 one came out.
Ooh.
Oh. You already won.
I didn't win anything.
Oh. Well, you won $30.
I didn't win anything, and I took it, and I'm like, all right, I got to get out of here. I scratched it off, and then I scratched it off and didn't win anything, and I said, should I go back in there and be like, hey, this is the wrong one? Sir, you already scratched it, and we know you were cheating.
What if you would have won?
Yeah.
And we would have been like, wait a second, you didn't buy this.
You know what's so funny is I was going to text you and actually my brother Tim and say, hey, I just got a 50, but I didn't want any trace of it.
Oh,
you
smart,
know what I mean?
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smart.
I would have totally turned against you for the right amount of money.
Yeah. But also they could have been like, well, we see you on video with your big dumb face, me going, oh. A random guy right here in Florida named Ryan Duff posted a photo of a grilled cheese sandwich cut into three pieces, and people think this may be the new way to cut sandwiches.
I saw this.
I can't picture it in my head.
It is a Y shape. Well, we have Bone TV for that, right? Yeah. Look at that, right there. So it's a Y shape cut that he says provides the correct ratio of crust in every bite. People are calling it the Duff cut because his name's Ryan Duff.
So I like it.
I don't mind the Duff cut. If you're looking at the sandwich, you just cut a Y into it.
Yeah.
Just a regular Y, and that gives you a piece up top and then two pieces on the side.
Way to go, Duff. Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah, I saw someone say this is like the perfect ratio of sandwich.
Is it just for grilled cheese?
I just did.
No, but I'm not talking about the crust. I'm talking about like when you're eating it. You know what I mean? Because sometimes the half, it's a little too big. Uh-huh. And you know what I mean?
It's perfect for dipping too. If you got it,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's not just Simon. About the crust.
I heard somebody say that you can dip it.
Yeah.
That was good.
Carmen, this question is for you. Okay. Have you seen the man or bear question that is going viral right now?
I have.
It is, for those of you who have not, it's about how safe women feel around men in general. Someone asked if they'd rather be alone in the woods with a man or a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women claim they'd like to take their chances with the bear.
Well, people are hanging out with the wrong guys.
Majority of women say bear.
Yeah, so, but I always talk about that. I'm amazed that more women don't get murdered and that women go out with guys. And you know what I mean? Because, like, you don't know, and that's how people mean. I get that, whatever. But if you're going on a date with a guy that you just met and talked to or you saw or something, I can't imagine a woman not being so goddamn nervous that they're going to get kidnapped or murdered or whatever's going to happen. Like, not saying that all guys are going to do that.
Taken down
like,
and wrapped up in a hammock.
It's
wild. Yeah, so a lot of people are saying bear, probably because they're like, bear's probably not going to do anything to you.
Yeah.
Well, and also, well, that's the thing that a lot of women say, like, you're more likely to scare off a bear by yelling and fighting back than you are a man.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
I had no idea. I know Carmen has had to be subjected to a lot of D-pics, but there are a couple of girls that I talked to where they'll get like a FaceTime. Because, you know, you meet on Hinge and then they'll get like a FaceTime call.
And it's just.
And
why don't they just expose those people?
I think a lot of them feel shame and guilt that they've done something like they did something to deserve that, so they don't say anything.
But then also, like, it's not like their face is in it, so how are you going to prove it's that person?
Because I would, because if I gotta, so if I'm talking to you, Spanish on Hinge, and then the next thing you know, you're sending me videos of you whipping off.
Yeah,
I would take your picture and I would take the whip off video and I would post it and go, "This is what this guy just sent me."
Right, but then but that person can sue you for grudge porn.
It's not revenge porn. That's exposing a crime.
Metadata and can prove that it's from their phone.
Yeah,
you know,
it's very hard. And do I want to spend thousands of dollars to do that? I can just hang up on it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, man.
Very hard.
I'm just saying, the amount of time and effort and money. A female would have to put into doing that. Now she's in debt because you just wanted to show her your junk.
In my single days, we really didn't have. We had picture phones. I have never done that. Without somebody asking for it. Well, I have never just done that. Like, I can't imagine any woman would find that attractive. You know, just out of a surprise, you know, except Bobby Kelly.
And what thrill as a guy are you getting? Like, if a girl asks for it and wants to see, or she's like, you know, hey, let's FaceTime and do stuff. Okay, yeah, I get that, whatever. But if you're just like, surprise. Yeah.
But think about this. What thrill is a man getting out of raping somebody?
It's a mental, obviously it's some sort of mental problem. I remember reading about a girl that said a guy did that, sent her stuff, whatever, so she went online. You know, was talking about it, had his social media profile, went to his profile, Facebook or whatever, and found his mom and sent his mom the stuff and was just so you know, this is what your son's doing.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a 30-year-old, your mic's not on.
I thought it was my headphones. Carmen, have you ever been on the subway in New York?
No.
So you can ride on the subway in New York on a popular line and it'd always be busy and there'd always be people on it. But if you're riding in a night sometimes and you want to go uptown, there may be three people on the subway.
Right.
And there was a problem in the 90s of guys masturbating on the subway in front of women. And then there was a chronic masturbator, one guy who kept reporting him. They drew kind of like a picture of what they thought he looked like on the front page of the newspaper to try and catch the guy. And then finally some girl got him on her cell phone and recorded it. The guy was like a big restaurateur in New York.
Really?
Yeah. And they printed the pictures on the front page, had him outed the next day.
Damn.
So yeah, I mean, the fighting back on that stuff definitely helps out.
Yeah,
it does. But it's also time and money. And it's almost like it's easier to just hang out or look the other way. And
I think now with social media and everything, it's probably a lot easier.
If you can
find someone to take your case.
If somebody sent you an unsolicited D pic and you knew who it was and you went right to the authorities and said, "I'm getting this," that's harassment from somebody. That's not going to cost you a dime.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they make it something in Texas unsolicited?
Yeah, it's you can get in trouble.
Yeah, is it just Texas or is it everywhere now?
I think
now,
it's
or?
Just Texas. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
but
can you get, can you get damages? Like, how do you even prove to get some type of monetary?
I don't think you can. I mean, in certain areas, it's criminal.
Yeah.
So, you know, or at least, if anything, you can get them a cease and desist to stop harassing you.
Or mess with harassment. Their life. You know, you get them fired from their job. You get them, you know, as a pariah in the, you know.
It made me very self-conscious to be on the dating app because every girl that I've talked to, as you start talking to them, when they start to like you, they're always like, "Please don't send me any D pics." And you're always like, "Oh, what's that?" Yeah, every single one of them.
They're waiting for the move. Like, that's the next move.
That is what weirdos.
It's wild.
And once you connect, it's hey.
You just say, "Well, then this is over."
If I can't send you,
come on.
But it makes it feel weird because it's like, am I coming off as like, that's something that I would do? You know,
I would be so bad at dating, talking and doing that stuff because they'd be like, "Please don't send me any D pics," and I'd be like, "Why, you want to see it in person?" I'm just kidding.
In Spanish, you have to realize it's not like that's how you come off. It's the majority of men that these girls are matching with on these sites. That's what they do. That is the move. Yeah. So it's just almost like it's expected. So they don't even, it's not even, "Let's get to know this guy." It's, "Hey, please just don't do this."
Yeah.
But do it up front.
I've seen this act a dozen times from a dozen dudes before you.
It makes me sad.
It's a great way. How did you guys meet? We met on a dating app, and we talked three times. No D pics. I thought he must be the one.
Yeah, yeah. But like, could you imagine you're FaceTiming with somebody, and then like what I was told is they're, you know, it's face to face, and then just like the camera slowly moves.
Yeah.
I was like, what is that? Like, why would you even do that?
Although it totally works in the opposite. Oh, if we're talking to you and your girl and you're like, I want to show you something. Yeah. We're all into it 100%. No and guy
she starts
ever
talking
goes,
about
what?
Roast beef sandwiches. Yeah. Which, by the way, so now Instagram, and I'm not mad, but I'm just letting you know, now the pause game is full on showing everything.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Full on showing everything. And I don't know whether they're just like, they don't care anymore or whether the profile is just like, yeah, cancel it. Who cares? No big deal. But like the other day I saw one because it comes up in your real things, whatever. And I paused it. I hit it. I'm good at the pause game. And I hit it and it's just literally everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything. And I was like, all right, there you go.
There you go.
There's something with like the fishnet tights and stuff that it tricks the algorithm because this stuff all shows up all the time.
It's crazy.
And nobody reports it.
This was nothing, though. Oh, this really? Was just, yep. Yeah. It was wild.
I'm not mad at it. Like Galvin said, I don't know. Like it. Plus, it's a game. It's a game. Yeah.
We're back.
A new survey of workers found that those who jump ship and change jobs since the pandemic are actually now less satisfied with their jobs than their colleagues who stayed wherever they're working. Does anybody know anybody that like changed their career or left their job and went to work somewhere else or did something?
No.
Because pandemic, you know, messed a lot of people up. A lot of people are like, all right, well, I got to do something. I got to change.
My brother. Yeah. My brother quit.
Yeah.
Well, he just retired.
Good for him.
But he was like, I'm not traveling anymore because most of he had different areas around the country where he had to go travel. And he was like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere, so I'm done. He's way happier now.
Yeah. Imagine. That's got to feel good.
Now that he's a movie star.
What did they want him to do during the pandemic? Because he couldn't really travel, right? Or were they wanting him to travel?
No, I think a lot of business over the phone, you know, a lot of FaceTime meetings and stuff like that. But I don't think
he just got tired of that anymore. Yeah. I get it.
By the way, he's got that documentary that debuted in L.A. this week. And it looks like we're going to have a screening here at the end of the month. So I don't know technically if we could open up to the public or not.
Okay.
I mean, not that I don't know who has. A lot of people email me, hey, where can I see? Where can I see it? We're going to do one night, I think, where we're able to do that and
That's
show it
so
for
cool.
free and everybody will be invited, you know, but I don't know. It will be.
That's so cool.
I watched it 3 times already.
Oh, that's awesome.
How many times have you cried?
3 for 3.
Yeah, yeah really?
3 for 3 on the crying.
Wow.
It even brought my son watched it, and my brother goes, what did Joey say? I go, he liked it a lot. And he goes, did he cry? I go, come on. He didn't cry, but he did turn at the end and had a big smile and said, that was really good. That's the most emotion I've seen as a teenager in the last 5 years. So, it actually struck a chord. But I want you guys to see it, too. So
I really
want to
see
fun.
It. I know I'm probably going to cry. So.
I'll wear my sunglasses.
I wonder if it's that. So I talked to my niece about it. There's a scene in there that is the one that's just a gut punch. And the way she did it with the music and the silence and the music, it's really like a whack. Yeah.
Okay.
But I wonder if it'll be as strong with you guys being so far removed from the situation. You know?
I don't know. I can connect emotionally with random stuff like Publix commercials.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm crying at Publix commercials. So.
Yeah. What a bunch of pussies we are.
Now that you've hyped it up, though, I feel like I'll be like, wait for. No.
Don't do it.
I'm just going to wait until that exact moment and wait like 2 seconds longer and then just go, gay. That'll stop it, right?
That'll make it better,
People are listing things that were once hype as the next big thing, but never really got close. Basically, some of them vanished. Some of the different ones they're talking about is Google Plus, which was Google's social network that was supposed to rival Facebook.
Yeah, okay, nothing.
Google Plus.
Never been on Google Plus. Oh, yeah, I remember.
I was on it for a minute.
Yeah, I was on it. You had circles.
Yep.
And now just gone.
Nothing.
This one, the Metaverse. Facebook's alternative reality virtual space, whatever. Yeah. Remember that?
I was ready to buy a bowling alley.
Yeah, buying houses in there and all kind of stuff, yeah.
I feel like that will come back.
Maybe.
I don't feel like the world is ready for that
yet. Yeah, it's not quite there yet.
3D televisions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So I had a TV that you could switch 3D mode, and it would turn regular TV program into 3D. And it was good because it gave it depth, you know?
Did you have to wear glasses?
You had to wear the glasses. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
That sounds cool, though.
HD DVD, it lost out to Blu-ray in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
My wife bought me an HD DVD player, and then right after that, PS5 came out or whatever it was where you were able to watch Blu-rays.
Right.
And it wiped HD DVDs off the planet, and I never got to use it, and I just threw it away this year.
Oh, really?
I had it for 14 years.
Because DVD beat out the Laserdisc. Because remember, they had the Laserdisc. It was a big, it looked like a record.
They said HD DVDs were better than Blu-ray, but Sony had Blu-ray, so it made it better.
Well, they say that, too. Before that was Betamax, which was Sony Betamax, which is what we had. Because it was better. It was Sony and it was hi-fi and it was better quality. And my dad, who was Mr. Consumer Report, bought us a Betamax and everything was just VHS. Everything. Yeah. We got to the point where there were like four movies that were Betamax that you could rent. And we're like, all right, we've seen these. So and the, can we get a VHS?
The tapes were smaller. Which was, seemed like it'd be better.
It was interesting, too. I'm sure Ronnie will know this. They used to have recording boards. So like big sound boards that you could actually record on. And you use a Betamax tape.
Yep, I remember.
Because it was good quality. Quality audio as well. Another thing that has disappeared. Remember, and everybody was wild on the NFTs.
The
digital photos and all that stuff were going for big bucks. I remember Justin Bieber. I think one of the Logan Paul.
Well, he's in some hot water right now
because
he created a whole like game based on NFTs where you could invest in NFTs and you like grew an egg or a dinosaur and you could accrue money over time.
Yeah.
And everybody invested in this company and then it never went anywhere. So he's got to pay people back.
Was the Sleepy Gorilla, was that one of the things? And more expensive?
So remember the guy that Bert was talking about, the guy from New Zealand that bets a dime for every one of his followers on Instagram and he'll do a hand of blackjack every day and bets even more next time, whatever. So yesterday I watched he's doing now where you can invest and if he wins
that's pretty good.
But it's also you gotta make sure that everything's real. I want to look into it and stuff, and I thought about it for a second and then I was like, I'll just go gamble. Having this guy gamble? I mean, he's just playing by the book, you know. He does it, but
you're gambling on gambling at that point.
But he's also gambling with a lot more money because he's doing big bets, $90,000 a hand or whatever, because he keeps on getting every day. He's getting like 30,000-50,000 more followers, so he does a dime for him. I don't know where he's getting the goddamn money, but
can I tell you one that went away?
What's that?
That I think that was going to revolutionize travel.
I think you're going to say the next one. Go ahead. No.
The Segway.
Segway
was going to revolutionize travel because of the mechanism, and it was going to be big, and it's balanced, and gyroscopes, and all that. Segway's just, who has Segways? Mall Cops and Disney.
Yeah, like a tour. Yeah. Like if you want to go on a tour.
And
like
I still want one.
Three of them work.
And there's still thousands of dollars. I keep waiting until I can steal one.
Yeah.
And there's no stealing. And they're all still thousands of dollars.
They tried to do more with it too. They were like, all right, regular Segway. And then they had like the all train ones where you could go out on trails and stuff. Yeah. And it had knobby tires and it was faster and everything. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it seems like a good idea, but something just didn't click.
I would like that one wheel.
The electric scooters that we have are Segway. The company.
That's the brand?
I think they kind of transitioned to that.
Yeah, has anybody ridden one of those one-wheel ones that's like a skateboard, but it has the wheel in the middle?
Yeah. I tried to ride it.
Are they difficult?
A little bit. Getting on it is difficult because you lean back on the brake, and then you have to, when you step down, it'll start going forward. So like if you don't have that balance to level out immediately.
I got to tell you, I don't know, what was it, 3 years ago maybe, whenever people were getting those...
the hoverboards?
The hoverboards and adults trying it and just smashing their faces. Yeah, that was fantastic. Another thing that was supposed to be the new thing and then went by the wayside, remember Olestra? The fat substitute that was in everything, but caused anal leakage.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No. I remember the Olestra Lay's potato chips that were supposed to be less calories.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Ray Romano did a bit about it. Yeah. How good is that chip that you're actually willing to poop your pants for it? Another thing supposed to be the next big thing. Johnny Football Manziel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Totally flamed out with the Browns.
Man, but when you watch that documentary and you see what he was going through, it's crazy.
Yeah, I did not watch that documentary. What was he?
It's very good. He just didn't want to play football, basically. Yeah. He just did not want to play football, but he was just kind of put into the situation.
He was in the system for so long.
College or professionally?
Professionally.
Both. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he said he got tired of it, but his dad pushed him, and he was good, so he kept excelling.
Yeah, if you're playing at that level, and you're supposed to be the next big thing, and people are saying you're going to be making millions and millions of dollars and all this stuff, it's hard. I'm sure it's hard to walk away from that.
It's a very good documentary. Like in short, he was like just on this like runaway train that he could not get off of, and he's like, I hated football. I'd go out there. He's like, here, I'm the number one draft pick. NFL team, I get out of the practice field, he's like, and I hate it. I can't wait to leave. I didn't want to watch film.
Yeah, I saw where he said that he never even studied the playbook. Had no idea what was going on.
They have iPads that track your time and show how much video and practice and this and that that you put in. Yeah. And he said, like, with his first year at the Browns or something like that, his play time... Zero.
Yeah.
He didn't look at the playbook one time.
I wondered when Joey was saying that he didn't want to play football if I was being a bad dad by not forcing him to keep playing.
Yeah. Fine line. Yeah. Yeah. It's that
But he looked at me and he said, I don't love it anymore and it's taking up too much of my time. And I thought, well, that's a key word right there. If you're not having fun, you're not loving it.
But then also, are you teaching him that you don't have to commit to something that you start? That's the other side of it. I know, but I'm just saying, as a kid, like, that was the big thing. Like, you finish something that you start.
He finished the season.
Yeah, that also is, I think of myself, I think if somebody would have pulled me aside and said, listen, practice all the time, because when you're older, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm so glad that I played drums all the time, or I did this all the time and learned this stuff. But then also it could be, yeah, I don't like it. I don't want to do this all the time. You're making me miserable doing this. So who knows?
When my kids were younger, I kind of pushed them in to try the sports, but I've always been like, hey, give it a try. If you don't like it, get out. Like my daughter, she ran track in middle school, and I pushed her into doing it. I said, try it. That way, if you don't like it, you don't have to keep going. And she plays a lot of soccer now, like competitively. And I'm constantly telling her, don't do this because of me. I'm like, do it because of you. Like, if you're the one's got to go out there, sweat your ass off, do this stuff, I'm like, you have to enjoy it.
You definitely have to convince them to try something. Juliana never wants to do anything. I don't want to do dance. I don't want to do cheerleading. I don't want to do that. Now she's like, I'm doing dance. I'm doing cheerleading. I'm doing volleyball. I'm doing all this stuff because she gave it a shot. That's what you have to push them into.
Yeah.
But if you would, like, when she did cheerleading, she did it and she's like, I don't really like it. I'm like, I don't like watching it. Just wrap it up.
Yeah. You know?
I used to run track in junior high, and I did the 880, and I would throw up before every race.
Yeah.
What?
Every race I would throw up.
Because you were nervous?
Just nervous and nervous energy and ready to go and do it, and you have to wait around and stuff, and I would throw up every time, but I would feel better afterwards and I would win.
I throw up before every show.
Yeah.
I threw up. The only time I've ever thrown up before an event was when I had to fight Martine.
Oh, really?
Oh, I yacked.
Sure, all that nervous energy and everything. And then the last one that they say was supposed to be the next big thing, the power balance, those wristbands that had the improve your balance and stuff. You know, they had the magnetic ones and all that stuff.
Try and push Steve. You can't push him over. Yeah.
Okay. Remember, those are such funny commercials.
Remember when Periscope first came out and everybody was on Periscope?
Yeah. I love Periscope. Yeah. I wish it was still as cool.
And it just kind of went away.
And Twitter bought it.
Yeah.
Twitter bought it and kind of crushed it.
I think it's still on there somehow, but
Twitter. I'm telling you, Periscope became very, because what happened was FaceTime. Instagram allowed you to go live, so that killed Periscope. But Periscope was good for. I remember the first time I ever used it was when the Ariana Grande shooting at the concert.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what was going on, and I just went to Periscope. There was a million kids inside the concert that were Periscoping, so that was pretty cool.
Have we deleted Threads off our phone yet or not?
No, they won't let you.
I still use it.
Suckers.
Every once in a while I post on the Threads. Yeah.
I read an article earlier in the week. They said that Threads now has more active users than X. Yeah. Twitter.
Oh,
Twitter.
Really?
Twitter's terrible.
Yeah, they said Twitter's since it's all those changes and the bot that's gone down.
Because Instagram, you'll be scrolling through and everyone's all be like, hey, the person said something on Threads.
Yeah. Well, and if you
want to look, if you want to see.
Well, if you downloaded it and signed up for Threads, you can't delete it without deleting your Instagram.
Yeah.
That's how they got everybody.
Well, got me.
Yeah, you can't delete it now.
You can't leave.
I don't believe the how many people use the apps anymore, because I read this wild article about how China just basically floods every one of the apps.
Who knows? It was true.
Yeah, with all these bots. Which, I don't know about you guys, but I've gotten a lot of OnlyFans girls following me randomly.
I don't ever look at the followers.
They're all fake. They're bots.
I get it, where they'll go and then they'll go through all your posts and like 30 posts in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you find it's like they've got, 10 followers.
Exactly. And they're like five photos and it's all wild stuff. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't ever look at the followers. I don't care about that. If somebody wants to get me, they'll send me a DM. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Twitter does kind of suck now.
It does. It's so hard it's weird and you don't know who's doing what. And I used to post one thing and hashtag it, like if I were Tom Brady roast, and I'd get 1,000 likes. Now I'm lucky if I get 30 just because.
Really?
It's weird.
Also, once they started showing you people that you didn't follow, you're like, why am I seeing this? Yeah. I don't want to see this. And they're like, oh, it's suggested and blah, blah, blah. And it's
also now they don't push out your content unless you're a paid subscriber.
Right,
so
right.
Only a limited amount of people are seeing what you, no matter how many followers you have.
And you go on there and somebody with a blue check mark liked your stuff and you're like, hey, who's this famous? Oh, 32 followers. Yeah, okay, yeah, you paid for it. I got you.
I still use Twitter a lot, but only for news because I follow a lot of independent.
Journalists that are on the blog, but that's it.
Entertainment or anything. There's a lot of nudie stuff on there, though.
Yeah, certainly. Miss USA Nolia Voigt is relinquishing her crown to focus on her mental health. First runner-up Savannah Gandewicks of Hawaii has been offered the crown, but there's no word if she accepted it. There is Nolia, who is the current Miss USA.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Wow, yeah. And so is the one from Hawaii as well. Obviously, they're both running for Miss USA. Yeah. So, but no word whether she's accepted or whether.
Why did it say what is happening in her life that she
said
needs
focus on her mental health.
Mental health.
So
I wonder if it's like angry followers.
She's Johnny Manziel. She didn't want to be the queen.
Yeah. But Miss USA is contracted to do a lot of stuff. She has to go and do a lot of different appearances and do certain
things.
And
they don't really get a lot of money.
A lot of money, and they're very strict, too, where she can't be doing any risque stuff. Yeah, can't be like, her social media doesn't have her partying or anything, so... Mm-hmm. She's a hot,
so dumb.
She's a hot 23-year-old or whatever she is. It's like, all right, I don't want to do this. Yeah. But also, know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
But all, I mean,
kind of like us with threats.
But I mean, the best, she probably did, and she calculated that being on there and having that title was worth it, and that, claiming mental health, especially if she had something before, that she could get out of it. And now that she has that title, now she's known, now she's going to have a book deal. She'll do speaking engagements on her own and actually make that money.
Carmen's got ready to go.
She should calculate losing like 10 pounds and less people give her a hard time.
Oh my god,
wouldn't be bugging her so much.
Gio's so healthy.
10 pounds
burger guy, I don't know.
So there's a couple people that were not laughing about Tom Brady's Netflix roast. One of them is his ex-wife Giselle, who is not happy with the jokes about her, especially ones that hinted at her possible infidelity. Person close to Giselle says Giselle isn't just furious with the people who roasted Tom and made fun of her. She's livid with Tom for even agreeing to do it.
Well, guess what, bitch? He don't care no more.
Right. Exactly. You left him.
And then the other person is Aaron Hernandez.
Ex-fiance.
Which one, the guy or the girl?
Girl.
Have you seen photos of her and Bow Wow next to each other? I swear to God, they're the same person.
Face.
The ex-fiance? No. The Aaron Hernandez's ex-fiance and Lil Bow Wow are the same person. I swear to God.
Yeah, I guess she was mad because I guess her daughter was upset. Aaron Hernandez.
But also, it's a joke.
Yeah, and maybe be more upset that your father was a murderer.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And then did you know Motley Crue played a secret show? They did a club show on Monday night. Yeah, at New York's Bowery Ballroom. For the concert, the iconic Los Angeles Rockers were billed as 1981. That was the band name. 1981, significant Motley Crue's history, represents the year that they formed and released their debut single, Livewire, along with the first album, Too Fast for Love. I have their set list that they did for Motley Crue. Open with Primal Scream, Too Fast for Love, Looks at Kill, Wild Side, Shout at the Devil, Livewire, On with the Show, their new one, Dogs of War, and then they do a medley of Rock and Roll Part 2, Smoking in the Boys Room, Helter Skelter.
Did anyone fall?
No. Fresh off of him falling, and I saw Mike McCready fell off the stage, too.
What is going on?
Yeah. But then they did Dr. Feel Good, Girls, 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 and Kickstart My Heart. So great set of 12 songs. I have a little bit of them doing Dr. Feel Good live.
This is the one that Vince has the problem singing.
Yeah, you can take a listen. Here we go. Turn it up a bit, Carmen.
It sounds like somebody needs a treadmill.
Yeah.
But
Mick Mars? No, right?
No, that's John 5 with him now, yeah.
If you look at the video, look how many phones people are holding up. Like, if you're at a concert, you're never going to watch that video again. No. One.
I'm telling you right now, Carmen, you know what I do? Is I will wait till, like, a song, a popular song or whatever, and I'll video, like, 30 seconds of it.
Yeah. Right.
To post on social media.
You get the chorus.
But then, yeah, but then that's it. I have my phone's away. Yeah. I'm just watching the show.
Because why go to the show if you're just looking at your phone the whole time? Just watch everybody on Snapchat. You can watch a whole concert on Snapchat.
You know what's so funny, Carmen? It was at a Motley Crue show. I'm standing there next to Mike. We're watching Motley Crue. And to my right is Medicine Man with a digital camera taking pictures and showing them to me.
Yeah.
I take a picture and then show them. Yeah. I go, Medicine Man, I'm right here.
Yeah.
I see
it.
What you're seeing. Get away from me, you weirdo.
They're at Rockville this weekend.
Yeah.
Motley Crue.
Yeah. Motley Crue down there. So that'll be cool. First time to see him with John 5. I've seen John 5 solo and he's great. So it'll be interesting to see. I'll see if I can hear any tracks behind him or anything.
Can you bet on if Vince will fall off the stage or not?
See if I can make that happen. Yeah.
He's going to be very sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It's gonna be hot out there. Richard Simmons shared some audio message the other day. He has a YouTube channel now. Richard Simmons does.
Have you heard it yet?
I have.
All right. For those of you who didn't hear it, what's it going to sound like? Like, I think it's, hi, it's Richard Simmons. Or is he like, hi, everybody, it's Richard.
I think it's, I'm Richard Simmons.
Well, here's the question. Is it Richard?
Oh.
Or is it AI Richard?
Oh.
Probably AI.
So take a listen. It's him kind of, you know, giving you a little update, welcoming you to the channel. This is Richard Simmons audio or AI Richard.
Hi, everybody. It's Richard. Happy May 6th, 2024. Thank you so much for reading my messages. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Do you know how much I love you? Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.
That's AI.
I say that's not AI.
AI, for sure.
You think it is?
I do think it is.
I think it was too many pauses.
Yeah, and also one of the words he kind of
slurred it up
a little bit. Yeah.
That's why I think so.
I don't know. We don't know, but that's on his YouTube channel.
I heard the most amazing piece of AI. It was a celebrity making statements and reading something, and that was 100% AI, and that is the scariest thing I've ever seen. I'm telling you, like, I was like, oh my god, why would he say, and then I realized it was AI.
They did the whole Joe Rogan interview with the guy who does the AI stuff, and it's unbelievable.
But remember when they did, like, Tom Brady doing comedy? That was awful. And you didn't really sound like him.
No, but if you have enough, like Joe Rogan, you have hours and hours and hours of his audio, so you can take all that stuff and put it in there, and it learns and does the, you know. Well,
I've heard Trump and Biden ones where sounds and they're saying crazy stuff.
Oh, and you have AI, you know, Sinatra singing back that ass up and all the different things. Like, it's wild. It's wild how good it is. Yeah.
I'm sure.
The deep fakes, the video stuff is even more intense than the voices.
That's getting crazy, too.
The fact that they have AI that can learn your entire personality based on your social media is
I have to imagine that creeps are loving deepfake because anything that happens, they're like, deepfake. That wasn't me.
Yeah.
Well, remember they were looking into seeing if like they can put some type of law for child deepfakes because pedophiles were using it for that. Yeah. But again, they're not real. And the other thing is, this is where it gets, you really do need to come up with a code. A phrase with your family or someone close to you for these deepfake audio, just in case something happens, and that way they know that it's you.
Right, so it's not your kid's voice going, "Mom, help, help!"
Right,
you know, they got me. Whatever, you have to have some sort of code word, whatever it is.
Put your phone, put your Alexas, go into the bathroom, but keep everything out. Go into the bathroom, come up with your code, say it to everybody, and get that. You know what I mean? But that, because even if your phone's in the room, I guarantee someone can find that.
Right. I'm sure scammers are going to start doing deep fake phone calls.
Oh, they already have to old people.
They're doing it all the time. Also, you know, you can go on Amazon and buy the ring that has the other finger on it so that it looks like it's a glitch in the AI thing, whatever. So if you're doing something, if you're on Hinge and you're, check this out, whatever, but you have six fingers, you're like, that wasn't me. That's totally AI, clearly.
Or you could steal from your own family and then just blame it on AI later. No, that was a scam. That wasn't me.
Tell me if you can tell what this story is just by my reaction/imitation. Oh no! Oh no!
Oh no!
Who says that all the time?
Do it again.
It's not great. It's not great. But
Jimmy Hart,
you're in the right realm. You're
Shawn
in the
Michaels.
You're in the right realm. WWE has declined to renew Jerry the King Lawler's contract. Lawler, who joined WWF, which later became WWE, as a commentator in 1992, working on Superstars. In the early 90s, of course, he defeated Bret Hart and was named Undisputed King of the World Wrestling Federation. While he continued to wrestle, Lawler was a broadcaster for Raw, SmackDown, and WWE pay-per-views until 2016, but they have declined to renew his contract. Why? Is he getting too old now?
Well, he hasn't done. Yeah,
and I know that
he
in the hospital recently.
Yeah, he had the heart attack not too long ago. Yeah, he's just getting old. It's just,
Jim Ross has been gone. Jerry Lawler hasn't been doing it, so they're just paying him to be there.
Yeah. One of my favorite things ever. My brother Jeff, who is 6'7", has long hair, dressed up as Sting for Halloween one year. It looked good. I had the trench coat, I had the makeup on and stuff, but got hammered and was at home, and he fell asleep like in between the coffee table and the sofa, like he passed out, and me and my brother Tim came home and we go in there and I go, oh no, Sting's down.
You should jump on top of him for the pin.
Oh, hilarious. So bad news for the King there. And then finally in news, I know how you guys love these lists. UltimateClassicRock.com ranked the 50 greatest power ballads in rock history.
Let's break and come back to it.
Okay, yeah, I have the top 20 here, so start thinking about the greatest power ballads in rock history.
And I just looked up at our buddy Charlie Belcher is with Rob Gronkowski.
Oh.
We should call Charlie and make him give Rob the phone.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Charlie.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back to the 50 greatest rock power ballads, and then I got to start a campaign in Tampa. I'm trying to save somebody. I need help.
And the bonus is coming up.
When?
Well, we got 3 minutes.
All right. Well, pay attention. It'll come up in the commercials.
Carmen, you got it?
Yeah, I can do it.
Oh,
you sure?
Yeah, it makes me nervous, but I can do it.
We're all going to be waiting. We're going to be watching.
Just read it.
Okay.
Enunciate.
I don't like it.
Some bass in your voice.
Good luck. We're all paying attention. It's a Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.